Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Saturday morning, and it is Green Country Gardener time. Larry Glass is over to the microphone, and 80 degrees plus this morning, our forecast for the area, Larry.
What a difference a day makes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just wait till tomorrow, mid-50s, and then...
up and down and up. Today is a really, really good day to get out and do a post-emergent weed control in your lawn.
Oh, sure. Roundup would work just fine.
Yeah, Bermuda grass is still dormant.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work for your fescue, though. You'd have to start over if you did it on your fescue. But anyway, a lot of people have Bermuda grass in town, and a lot of little weeds coming up, and it's just a perfect opportunity because those weeds are going to just grow in this warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the weather next week is supportive of that, too. So we've got a bit of time. What's the wind? Is it supposed to be windy today?
Yes, we're talking wind gusts around the 25-mile-per-hour range today and tonight.
Okay. Yeah. So be very careful. You might get an early start at that, just so you don't knock out your neighbors, knock out roses.
Yes.
But anyway, good opportunity for that. Great opportunity also for some pre-emergent herbicide control in your beds.
Okay.
Because the spring weeds will be up shortly, and you want to do what you can to lighten your load on pulling weeds and whatnot. Vegetable garden, peas.
Oh, sure.
Peas, yeah. Carrots.
Sure.
Radishes.
Oh, be careful for all the wabbit food.
Yeah. Lettuce. Do a very good cool season crops like that.
Okay.
Get you some vegetable plants, some onions and potato starts and all that. It's time for that also right now.
Be a comfortable day to work in the garden all the way around.
Exactly. Hopefully by now you have your soil prepared.
Yes.
I was working on that not too long ago and my tiller decided not to work anymore.
Oops.
So I took it apart and analyzed it, ordered a bunch of parts, and put it back together today, and hopefully it'll run.
Well, I was going to say it's an opportunity for you to visit one of our local implement dealers, but you you took another route. Okay.
Yeah, fix it. It's only 12 years old. Why not just fix it? Anyway, so that's going to happen today. My yard is going to be a prime area for pruning this year.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Nandinas.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a bit of a cold snap this year, and the Nandinas are lacking in appearance for some part right now, especially the standard Nandinas. They're having a little difficulty with appearance right now. So it's a grand opportunity to cut them short. Typically, I don't like to cut Nandinas back until we get consistently warm, so you don't have a case of the uglies for such a long period of time. But since we already have a case of the uglies, what's the difference?
Exactly.
Cut them back.
Okay.
Hollies also. You want to really trim your hollies back just before they start to grow. Because the sap is starting to run on them, and you want to cut them back really good right now.
How severe are we talking about? You can go as far as you want to?
It depends on whether or not you can start your chainsaw.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, no, you can cut them back really, really severely. Remember when it was 30 below zero or 28 or whatever it was?
Yes, I do.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily cold. It did the pruning for us, actually. It kind of forced us to do that. So everybody cut their stuff back, and it came back okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a house this week. We did some irrigation system for about 8 years ago. Well, somebody ran over one of the sprinkler heads and broke it. And, and all I can get out of him was 35 cents for a repair part, but that's all that was wrong with it. But anyway, he had some Fotinias on the south side of the house. And as while you're here, besides paying me 35 cents for the part.
Yes.
He asked me, what can I do about these Fotinias? They're really, really big. And I made reference to that cold spill. And at that particular time, these Fotinias had been cut back due to the cold. And I said, just do it again. They'll do fine. And actually, the growth was starting to grow on them also.
Sure.
So some of your newly emerging plants, such as the Fotinias, if you do want to trim them back, now's the time to do that.
Okay, so feel free to take care of those, and you got a great day to do it.
Exactly. Then, what do I do with all the stuff? That you cut back. That's probably the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Is what do we do with all the stuff we take back? we cut out. So
well, do you have a particular suggestion, or are you talking about starting a mulch?
You can start a compost pile.
Compost pile, yeah.
I've got a little shredder at home.
Okay.
Bought it used, and I can see why, because after you run it for 5 minutes, all the oil comes out of it. I can see why he wants some sheep. But anyway, so I can only run it for a little while. Mm-hmm. But anyway, a shredder would work. I take my clippings of my smaller plants, like the boxwoods and the nandinas and the dwarf yopans, those little small ones, and just run over them with the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
And then pick it up with the bag, and it seems to work rather well.
Okay.
But that's one way to do it. Or you could just break them up and put them in our tip.
You could do that.
Our trash can thing.
Right.
You can put them in that, too, and they'll take them away. And I think, I don't know if we're going to have a cleanup day. The city is pretty soon, but...
Typically, you might have to store things for a little while. I haven't seen anything from the municipalities, but I know that typically a lot of communities have something. Of course, Bartlesville has the April 20th or whatever that particular Saturday will mm-hmm. be for the household hazardous items. But mm-hmm. as far as the others, I'll check with some of the area municipalities and see what they're doing.
But springtime is a really big time for people to cut their things back.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make repairs from winter damage. And pruning your fruit trees, your trees and your shrubs and whatnot, it would be good perhaps to have that maybe carry on in the spring also, as well as the fall.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's kind of what we need to be doing. We can get into details and pruning a little bit later.
Sure.
But we talked about the vegetable garden, time for cool season crops.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully your soil is ready for that.
If not, it's a great day to make it ready, and the next time you have a good time to plant, you can do it.
Fertilizing, too.
Yeah.
You might want to consider fertilizing your trees. The ground is a little bit on the dry side right now,
mm-hmm.
and we have just scanty little chances of a sprinkle or two.
Yeah, really not much. Monday and Tuesday, chance for some precip. Probably Monday night, right now, about the best chance at around 50%, but that's only for Monday night, down to about 40% for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So there's really, it's not going to rain.
No. we of course, the whole thing is 50% probability means that 50% of the area could get some. So,
okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so fertilizing your trees should happen real soon,
mm-hmm.
Especially your maple trees
mm-hmm.
and your birch trees. If you have those, it'll be time to give those a little bit of fertilizer because they're just now starting to grow. Observe very carefully the branching on your trees and look at the condition of the buds and if they're beginning to swell. Probably time to go ahead and do that, and by all means have a means by which you can water the fertilizer and get it into the soil where it can be utilized by the maple trees or birch trees or any other tree.
So you're going to have to haul a hose out, or if you don't have a sprinkler system, and then be prepared to put it back when you're done.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to freeze for a few nights, so
no.
So you can maybe even leave it connected to the faucet for a while.
You could do that.
But
yeah.
It's never a good idea this time of year because that forecast is
always subject
to change.
It's
not always right. Things can change.
Yeah, but again, looking at the one that's in front of me, at least for northeast Oklahoma, they're saying lower 30s Tuesday night. So you probably would be good.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to advise. No. Into the houses and their hoses hooked up to the faucets.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down and I undo it. And I said, this is not good. And it's deceiving because a lot of people's houses have these frost-free faucets in there,
mm-hmm.
and the damage does not happen in the valve and the wall. It happens between the valve and the outlet. So you don't know you have a leak
mm-hmm.
until you put a hose on it and turn the water on. And at that point, you hear all this stuff coming out of the wall. And,
right.
And you go, what is that? You know, it's a squirrel in my house or something, and then water starts leaking. And you go, oh. Whoops.
Yeah.
So anyway, just make sure it's connected. And you might even check your faucets too, just to make sure you didn't get any freeze damage, because as soon as people stop watering, all the plumbers are going to be so busy. Probably.
You're
so
probably
you
right.
Want to make sure, just make sure it's all in good condition.
Okay.
I've experienced that twice at my house. Left the hose on there. But fortunately, for my sake, it's easily accessible and I can just put another one on very quickly.
Mm-hmm. You're fortunate. Not all homes are built that way.
Exactly.
800-749-5936, the number to get you on Green Country Gardener. What's going on at the nursery these days?
Nursery right now, we have a sale on pots. 30% off trees. 5, 7, 10, and 15-gallon trees. 15 gallons is a pretty good-sized tree. 30% off, and that includes pines and Japanese maples.
Okay.
So it's a really good time to plant trees. We have a pretty good inventory of trees right now. Mm-hmm. And they're on sale, 30% off. So come in and plant some trees. We also have 30% off ceramic pottery. And we have a brand of wind chimes called Chromatix. They have a baked enamel finish on them, and they're very colorful. Mm-hmm. And those are on sale, 30% off. Fountains, bird baths, elephant ears, banana trees, crepe myrtles, and ornamental grasses.
Pretty extensive sale.
Uh-huh. Then we have 50% off clematis and all blooming vines. Great time to plant those clematis.
Yes.
Because they'll be established by the time the spring comes, and you can get a good deal on one right now. And when it warms up consistently, it will start to grow. It's amazing how these clematis vines, they always look so sickly. Mm-hmm. And then they start to grow, and whoa. So it's time to consider those and other blooming vines. We have some honeysuckles and whatnot. So anyway, so we've got a few things on sale right now at the nursery. And you drive up, and all you see is gravel. Well, we're nursery men. We know the weather's not going to be consistent yet, so we don't bring our stuff out until we know for sure it's going to happen.
Sounds great.
The good weather's not going to be consistent. So all this stuff basically is inside the shade house or behind the greenhouse, all huddled together, trying to stay warm in the cold. So anyway, come check out our sale.
All right. That's a Green Thumb Nursery on Knowwater Road in Bartlesville. And we will continue with Green Country Gardener coming up in just a bit. The number to call, 800-749-5936. Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, I think you're still continuing a weekend special, right?
Yeah, we are. You come in and pick up the equipment after 1 o'clock on Friday. We'll let you rent it over the weekend for the one-day rate. Bring it back Monday morning by 8 o'clock.
So really, you get 2.5 or 3 days for the price of one.
Yeah, that's correct. You get 2 days to use your machine, and helps out a lot of people. And for the homeowners, that's probably the best deal we got.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Knowwater Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Having the winter blues? Make your home feel like the summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb and greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is home to the largest selection of tropical plants for inside the home. Don't put off planting trees and shrubs. Now's the perfect time to plant as they are dormant. Don't forget, Green Thumb Nursery winter hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Knowwater Road.
Hi, this is Jeremy with Patriot Hyundai on Highway 75 in Bartlesville, your exclusive home of Warranty Forever. And we have a deal for you. A fully loaded Hyundai Elantra for just $16,978 or $277 per month. We not only have great deals on new Hyundais, but also strive to make your buying experience the best possible. And you can go to any major review site and see what others have said about us.
Kenny from Dewey says,
our salesman was polite, knowledgeable, and very diligent in following up on what he had said he would do. We are very pleased with the service we received.
I challenge you to look up what your neighbors are saying about us on your favorite review site today. With Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty at 10 years or 100,000 miles, and a fully loaded car starting at just under $17,000 or $277 per month, why not give us a shot? Come see us at Patriot Hyundai, the exclusive home of Warranty Forever, on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at patriothyundai.com.
2017 Hyundai Elantra, loaded MSRP $20,085. Your price $16,978. Stock number 17008. All rebates to dealer.
Right. 800-749-5936, the numbers to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And all right, the sound effects of a chainsaw coming off of Larry's phone there. I checked my sound effects library and was not coming up with the appropriate.
Hey, my chainsaw started today. Isn't that great?
All right.
It is time for, like I mentioned early, heavy pruning, and we need to talk about how to prune discriminately, not indiscriminately. We have a caller?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'll see if that one comes through or not. They've answered okay. Down the hall here for me. It's not on our on-air line, so I'm not sure whether that's just a call for the office or not.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
When trimming a tree branch off of a tree,
okay,
say a diameter about as big as your wrist or bigger maybe,
mm-hmm.
You want to start about a span away from the tree to begin with an undercut. So now you say, how far is the span?
Okay.
Well, you stretch out your little finger and your thumb as far as you can. That's typically a span, which happens to be halfway between the tip of your middle finger and the inside of your elbow.
It's amazing how body mechanics works.
Leonardo da Vinci came up with that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And so that this is also about a quarter of your body height. And then it's halfway from the middle of your breastbone to your tip of your fingers. That's half your body height. And there's your complete arm-to-arm stretch out. But anyway, you start out about, we can go on and on. You start out about that far away from the tree and do an undercut.
Okay.
An undercut meaning you take your chainsaw, start it up, if you can start it up, and and then start off with a, an undercut on the bottom of the tree. Not so all the way through.
So you're cutting from the underside upwards, but not all the way through.
Not all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay, once you're done with that, you try to start the chainsaw again after about 20 or so pulls. You do a top cut outwards from that undercut. And what that'll do is it'll drop the branch and reduce the weight of that branch on your tree. So the third cut is typically done along the trunk. You don't want to leave a stub. You want to have it flush. If not flush, just a slight bit out from the tree.
Okay.
Just so the tree can heal over. So it's kind of a three process thing there. So you want to, the reason why you do that is so it doesn't break off at the and start ripping off. It's especially
start,
true with elms.
Start ripping all the bark down the side of the tree.
Yeah. Especially true with elms and maples. They have a bark that'll do that. It'll kind of fall off on there. And it's just a little safer that way too. So that's kind of when you're trimming trees, that's kind of the way to do it. Now, trimming shrubs. It depends on the shrub and how it's used in the landscape. It's how far back you cut it. Typically, Nandinas, we just cut them about 12 to 18 inches tall or something, and then that's it. They'll branch out and come again, look all right.
Yeah.
Things like hollies, though, are a little bit different story. We just can't cut them straight across the top.
Nope.
Same with fruit trees. You just can't trim them like a hedge. You have to be very selective in how you treat these plants with trimming. You do you want to sculpt it, if you will.
Okay.
And so it's that is difficult to explain because every single plant's different.
Sure. And it's difficult because the visual aids that you use to describe them, and I get to see you watch them, watch you do this on the air, and you're using your hands very well, the rest
model.
Of us don't get to see what you're doing.
Yeah, so. It's difficult to relay that. You could look up pruning principles on the net and see what's involved with that, but this, once again, it's not straight across the board.
Stop by your extension service office. They probably have some good handouts for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do. Or if you are internet accessible, we have links to those.
Yeah.
And fact sheets from the extension service, which are really handy. It's kind of hard to find on the net, but we have a quick link to it on our webpage, which is greenthumbok.com.
Sounds great. Go there, and then you can lead off from...
It's at the bottom of the page. You'll see it, all these links to those of Monrovia and all these other growers, and so you can check up on the latest plants and so on. But anyway, that's kind of fun. So anyway, and there's a debate. Should I use pruning paint or should I not use pruning paint?
Both can be correct,
yeah. I've trimmed my trees up and have not used it, and have trimmed my trees up and have used it and have the same results both ways. The trees have a way of combating infection and whatnot. So I wouldn't worry too much about using the tree paint. It makes us feel good when we do it.
Does it matter due to the size of the wound? If it was a large limb that you took, would you be more likely to use the paint?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's going to be open for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And you can't use house paint because there are alkylids in it that could actually be detrimental, and preservatives in there that could harm your tree. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure to use a bituminous-based tree paint.
Okay.
And it usually sticks real well to the wood, doesn't peel off or something, and it's not as unsightly as, say, your lime green dining room house paint, you know, outside on your tree, but whatever. So
I can remember my grandfather, it was a red oil-based paint that he typically used, yeah.
Yeah, my parents painted everything lime green.
Okay.
Not a deep, but just a very subtle green color. Every single house. It changed all the color out to lime green. It's funny.
Yep.
But anyway, so So seal them up a little bit. Look also at the tree. Look for your first thing you look for is damage to the tree. Damage that might have been incurred through storms or errant growth or something, and cut that out first. And then look for a growth that's crossing over, rubbing branches and whatnot. Conflicting wood, we call it.
Yeah.
Crossing wood, whatever you want to use. And because when they rub together, it makes a squeaking sound in the wind, and it just opens the wood to infection and insects. So you want to cut that out too. And then when you get all the physiological damage done and all the damaged wood and stuff, you shape it up.
Okay.
You can do it symmetrically. You can walk around the tree and look at a branch that looks that might be coming down as opposed to coming up like the rest of them. Mm-hmm. And trim it up. This is where the artistic part of it comes in. You have to be kind of an artist, have a good sense of balance and whatnot in your tree. So once that is done, you're done. It looks good.
Okay.
So so pruning a tree, there's just some principles to follow. There's, like we mentioned, definitely a process to follow. We first of all, we solve problems, and then we make it look good.
Okay, that's the best way to do it.
Now, there's some plants you don't want to trim at this point in time.
Yeah, those are the ones you expect to bloom in a couple of
those
weeks.
Those are lilacs to begin with, and some people, my lilacs just don't bloom. That's when do you prune them? Well, spring. No, trim them after they bloom. And then there's still a lot of growth time after they bloom. They'll fill in and grow out, and you could have more branching on your lilacs if you were to, and more blooms on them, more branching and blooming if you do cut them back.
Okay.
But you need to do that after they bloom, unless you don't want any flowers.
Well, there is that.
Yes. And wisteria vines, you prune those once again after they bloom. They've already set their flowers. You get a few if you cut it back right now, but you do want to do that in May, April, late April, after they bloom. Because mm-hmm. They grow basically all summer long. They don't quit. They just keep going and going and going.
Okay.
So, but you do need to trim them after they bloom, or you may not have any blooms. I don't know what kind of a show we're going to have in the wisteria this year, but we did have a cold spell or two, but it's been warmer than normal.
It has been.
So don't anticipate a huge, big old show on them, but I think it'll be adequate, really.
I noticed my wife's tulips are up earlier this year than mm-hmm. normal.
Yeah, my daffodils are coming up, too. And I've got some roses that are starting to leaf out on the south side. So pruning is a very, there's no straight electric or gas-powered chainsaw way of cutting things back.
Kind of have to do it one snip really at a time.
And if you have any questions, come by and we can give you some hints on how to do it.
Okay.
How to trim your things up.
But again, start with for the health of the plant, whatever it is you're trimming,
mm-hmm.
and then appearance afterwards.
Right.
800-749-5936, the number that gets you on the air on this edition of Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. We'll answer your garden questions when we continue in just a moment.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod, Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
This is Will Cubbage, and I humbly ask for your vote for Osage County District 1 Commissioner in the Republican primary on Tuesday. As a conservative Republican businessman, husband, and father, I'm ready to serve the residents of Osage County as County Commissioner. As a graduate of Oklahoma State and serving as an OSU Extension Agriculture Educator for Osage County, I know the issues. I have been a resident of Osage County District 1 for over 10 years and served in many capacities working to protect and grow opportunities for agriculture, infrastructure, and our rural small-town schools. I have and will continue to fight for these issues so our children may have opportunities close to home. I am Will Cubbage, and I ask for your vote next Tuesday in the Republican primary for Osage County District 1 Commissioner. Paid for by Cubbage for County Commissioner.
(800) 749-5936, the number to get you on this edition of Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And we are asking for your phone calls this morning. If you have a garden question for Larry, when's the best time to plant, to trim, to plan, whatever it might be, 800-749-5936.
Or transplant.
Oh, this would be a great day to pick up something and put it someplace else.
This last weekend, I moved my lace cap hydrangea.
Uh-huh.
It's on the west side of the house.
Right.
It was protected by a crabapple tree, which met its demise last year. And I said, well, let's see how it works. Well, it just looked like a big old box of potato chips sitting out in the front of the house. It did not like that sun, all crunchy looking and all that. And when we had some cloudy weather, it would actually put on a few blooms, but it wasn't happy there. Big old plant, too. About as big around as you can reach, rip ball on it.
Yeah.
So I dug that dude up last weekend and used a big old rope to pull it up out of the ground and turn the wheelbarrow on the side and shoved it in there and lifted it up and took it to the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did that even with a torn ligament in my foot. so
that's
anyway.
That's dedication.
Yeah, so it had to be moved.
Well, sure.
Of course. And then put it underneath in the raised bed in the back underneath the water oak. So it'll have some shielding from the hot sun. It should do a lot better this coming year.
Okay.
So it's a good time to transplant things. Crepe myrtles can be relocated now. Trees and shrubs mm-hmm. can be relocated now, most any kind. So now's the time. If you have something that has to be done, now's the time to do it. But if it's been in the ground a while, be prepared for some back work.
Yeah.
Because I know this thing outweighed me easily. But I just used some Egyptian physics to get it into the wheelbarrow, and it just popped right in and went out to the backyard with it.
Get that mechanical advantage everywhere you can, huh?
Exactly. So time to transplant stuff also. Time to plant things, too. Most shrubs can be planted and transplanted right now. Most plants will show some leaf damage due to the cold, but that shouldn't deter you from planting it. So, 'cause they'll leaf out again. Mm-hmm. And somebody came in yesterday with a Manhattan euonymus that had an issue with the leaves. And the edges of it were brown.
Oh, okay.
But there wasn't any, it's not the time of year for fungus, so it wasn't mm-hmm. a fungal problem. And there wasn't any pattern to it. It's just right around the outer edge. And it was kind of pretty beige color, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
nice, but anyway. So... And I said, it's just environmental. It's nothing to be concerned about. There's no patterning on it. There's no, the veins are not damaged. And it's just weather. And it was really dry, too. He said, well, I did let it get a little too dry. And I said, yeah, that coupled with the cold weather did some damage to it. But it'll come out again. Okay. It'll be fine. As long as your stems are nice and green and all that, it'll do just fine. So.
That would be one good thing as far just weather-wise to go out and just kind of take your little pocket knife and turn back and see that everything's green underneath.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Crepe myrtles also. I was checking out the dieback point on mine that replaced the crabapple tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's green pretty far up, so I don't think we're going to have too much dieback on the crepe myrtles this year. And this one was transplanted last summer.
Oh, okay.
I moved it last spring, and the wind kept knocking it over. I'd come home from work, it was knocked over. I'd lift it up. Poor thing, just sat crooked all summer long almost. And every time I'd straighten it up and pack it in and water it, the wind would come up and blow it over again. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, grab some T-posts, staked it up.
Yep.
And that made it very happy because it leafed out and actually bloomed late in the year.
Well, at least it bloomed for you.
Yeah. So it was cool. Interesting to have a crepe myrtle in bloom in October.
Yeah, it would be an oddity, that's for sure.
It was.
Yeah.
So transplanting's good right now. Viburnums, mm-hmm. anything like that. Hydrangeas. Be sure, though, that when you move things, the soil is suitable for their growing conditions when you take it from one place to another,
mm-hmm.
just so they'll prosper. You don't want to plan for failure.
No.
So you might invest in some compost, or if you have some compost around, put it in with the soil. so on. So it'll take off and root in real well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. You mentioned you've been. Well,
we could talk about the tree of the week.
We could do that. But first, why do you say we take this call?
All right.
And we'll say good morning, caller. You are on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out this morning?
I have an oak leaf hydrangea that I've got planted on the north side of my house. It's got shade.
Okay.
It just grows leggy.
She's got a leggy oak leaf hydrangea.
Leggy oak leaf hydrangea. Is it in heavy shade?
Yeah, it's on the north side of the house. It's got an oak tree on the north side of it. We've got a lot of trees. Mm-hmm. We're over in Hillcrest Edition.
Okay. Oh, Hillcrest. That's a good place for oak leaves. They really like the soil there. Probably oak leaf hydrangeas typically do grow somewhat leggy. They get kind of tall and spindly over time, and it probably just needs to be cut back.
How far back should I cut it?
I would go no further back than knee high.
Okay. Everything we've planted on the north side of our house, between the house and the foundation, at the house and the sidewalk, nothing really grows. I don't know why. We've added compost. We've done everything over 20 years, and it still just doesn't grow.
Huh. Interesting. What lies below the soil, do you know? Is it a fairly deep soil or kind of shallow or?
Yeah, it's pretty deep there.
Okay.
The people that built this house in the 60s, they didn't spare any expense for backfill and everything.
Uh-huh. So, okay. I know Hillcrest has a limestone base to it for the most part. So it could be the plants you're putting in perhaps might need a lower pH. Than what's there, perhaps.
We've got sandstone here. We live up on one of the hills.
Oh, okay.
And over on Moonlight, you know, they cut through to the other side of town.
Okay, I know that area now. Yeah, there's a sandstone area right there.
Uh-huh.
Just around Saturn Court and all that. There's some sandstone there.
Yeah, we're right on Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's only about 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not the age or anything, I don't think. It's just never done really great there.
Hmm. It could. Have you had a soil sample done?
No.
Okay. That I think it would be a wise investment to find out what's going on with the soil prior to investing more money in stuff in plants and soil prep materials. Perhaps there is a chemical issue. It could also be salt. I know the over there. There's some broken rock outcrops. It could be some seepage coming through there, perhaps.
Okay. When we moved here, there was holly bushes, which they didn't get enough sun. They didn't. And I've had hostas in there. I've tried just flowers in there. You know, nothing just really does anything.
Mm-hmm. It is. So. It's just extremely shady?
Yeah, pretty shady.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know there are a lot of big old canopy trees, big old oak trees in that part of Hillcrest. And really nice part, actually. We've done some work up and down the road. There's one house where they took out a great big old oak tree last year, and we had some azaleas around it. We took the azaleas out, stored them, and replanted them after they were done. They did great.
So, is that oak tree that fell over?
Yeah, it's the one that fell over, huh? Yeah.
And then his neighbors fell over, went the next time.
Yeah, so. No. Well, they get old. They don't last forever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
We just live right on down the street from there, west.
Okay, yeah, so. I know where that is, yeah. And there is an outcrop right there. It's probably just a matter of the soil being perhaps, if it was brought in, perhaps it's just a little too heavy. But you said you've added compost.
Yeah, we've added compost, we've added oak leaves, worked those in,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Have you tried growing azaleas in that area?
No, we've got azaleas down in front of our retaining wall.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing pretty well?
Oh, yeah, they do great. Okay. We've had those for years.
So it sounds to me like your soil pH might be a bit low for most of the plants that you're planting in there. And you want to pick out some that'll tolerate a lower pH, such as azaleas.
Okay.
And some of your small hollies, your Japanese hollies, will probably, Heller holly will probably do real well there also.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, Larry.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 800-749-5936. We'll take this opportunity for a break and solicit your phone calls during those 2 minutes on Green Country Gardener.
Having the winter blues? Make your home feel like the summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb and greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is home to the largest selection of tropical plants for inside the home. Don't put off planting trees and shrubs. Now's the perfect time to plant as they are dormant. Don't forget, Green Thumb Nursery winter hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road.
Save up to $9,000 on 2017 GMC trucks at Patriot GMC in Bartlesville, your exclusive home of warranty forever. At Patriot GMC in Bartlesville, we will not only give you the best deal on new GMC trucks and SUVs, but you'll be treated with courtesy and respect the moment you walk on the lot. Just go to your favorite review site online and see what others are saying.
Diana from Bartlesville said,
I was very impressed with the service I received. Buying a car was not stressful and it was very enjoyable. I never felt pressured, which made me more confident in buying from Patriot. I will definitely refer.
With 50 GMCs on the lot, you'll not only save up to $9,000 on a 2017 GMC 4x4, but get to see the different colors and options as well. If you're ready for a hassle-free buying experience, come see us at Patriot GMC, the exclusive home of warranty forever, on Highway 75 in Bartlesville, or at GoPatriotAuto.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
2017 GMC Sierra, stock number 17126, MSRP $62,345, Patriot price $52,900, all rebates to dealer.
Looking for employment? Spears Manufacturing in Caney, Kansas is looking for you. They have these positions available: entry-level packaging and assembly, machinist, extruder operator, injection molding machine setup, material handler, and production supervisor. Spears Manufacturing offers medical and dental insurance, 401k with company match, paid vacation time, and life and disability insurance. Interested? Apply at Spears Manufacturing in Caney, 1609 County Road 1900, or email your resume to jobs at spearsmfg.net. That's jobs at spearsmfg.net.
Turn it up. 800-749-5936, the number to get you on the air for Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And we had a call early in the break. I hope they've hung on. Good morning, caller. You are on with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
I'm still here.
All right.
Hey. Yeah, I just was listening to a lady that was over there in the Hillcrest edition.
Yeah.
I kept listening and realized it was my wife had called in, and I didn't know it. But anyway, my problem is I had put a couple of apple trees in. I put what they call an Arkansas red something the other end, and then I used a Golden Delicious, and they're both semi-dwarfs.
Right.
Tickled to death with the red apple tree, but the Golden Delicious just seems to be getting real tall and gangly. Don't really want it to get that tall. Now, I've been trimming all the crossover limbs and the stuff in the middle, you know, and keeping it spread out. But can I top that also and get so tall without hurting it?
It's a fairly young tree, is it?
Yes, it is. Okay. Probably maybe six years old or so.
Okay. It's probably starting to branch out just a little bit and sort of
going. Yeah, it's branching out quite a bit. And of course, the branches all come down low. There really wasn't any main stalks, you know, that went up to go off of. So I've got it fingers out down pretty low to start with.
Right, yeah, a semi-dwarf tree will branch out kind of low like that. So at this point in time, you probably want to prune it for structure and symmetry. So anything that really doesn't, or if it's got a lot of weight on one side, you want to lighten it up a little bit and try to have a good balance. And look at the branching characteristics. You want to have something that's 45 degree angles or greater, anywhere from 45 to 180 degree angles. So you don't want any sharp angles on your branching. So those are sort of the things you want to look for.
Okay.
If the more perpendicular the branching, the better it is, really.
Right. Well, they come out and then they go up real quick.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's typical of a young one. So the ones that come up real quick and there's just a real single branch or stem coming up, you might want to cut it about in half. At a node, of course, and then it'll branch out. It'll either send one or it'll send out two. And if it sends out one, you want to cut that one off, too. So hopefully it'll go ahead and branch out below a little bit.
But what about the height on this? Can I control the height?
Usually when you buy a tree, the height, the rated height is listed on there, how tall it will get. So yes, you can control the height by doing that. But you want to have some degree of symmetry at the same time.
Sure.
The branches, when they come out, you have to look at it and make sure it's fairly even on the branching. If you have a branch coming off of a branch, off to one side, the fruit on there will tend to torque the branch.
So right.
You want to try to avoid as much torque as you can on every individual branch, too.
Right. Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah. Okay, what should be the first thing that I do as far as spraying these trees? I should be starting something right now.
Right. We need apple trees, probably just a dormant oil on them at this point in time to control overwintering little creatures. But one of the biggest problems with apples is cedar apple rust. And that can be controlled with a fruit tree spray. You do it. You start,
okay.
Start with it right about now and then stop doing it just before the blooms are on. And then after the blooms are all gone and starting to develop fruit, resume the fruit tree application.
Okay.
I say fruit tree because typically it's safe to use without making your fruit poisonous. it's effective in controlling problems. Now, cedar apple rust is a problem we have here, and a good fungicide application, even neem oil, will work well to control that, which is very, very safe to use. So
okay. So what controls the insects?
The insects, pyrethroid-based insecticide work very well. You want to avoid imidacloprid at all. Because it's a systemic, and it makes gets those nicotinoids into your fruit. That's not always the best tasting stuff, but anyway. So just use a pyrethrin. There's resmethrin and pyrethrins and stuff, or just a straight pyrethrin is probably one of the better things you could use on your fruit.
Yeah, I've had trouble with tree borers out here before. In fact, I lost an oak tree to them.
Oops. Yeah, borers are a real problem, and if it gets to be bad enough where it threatens the tree, you want to go ahead and use an imidacloprid application. But after it blooms, we're having a problem with bee populations, so you want to wait till it gets done blooming.
Yeah, that's right. I want to protect that. That's for sure.
So you want to apply that after it blooms, so we don't have problems with that.
Okay. Very good, Larry.
Okay.
Been very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for the call. 800-749-5936, our number. And we'll take the final break and continue with Green Country Gardener in just a bit.
Visit Peter's True Value at their new location in Dewey and find great values at excellent prices. Peter's carries a full range of Bonanza minerals and feeds from Mid-America Feeds in Tallulah. Need a new weed eater? Peter's now is an authorized Echo brand dealer carrying weed eaters and more. Check out their other new departments too, like lawn and garden. They've even got expanded inventory throughout the store, so you'll always find just what you need. Get more out of your shopping day with new hours of 8 to 7 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 5. That's Peter's True Value, 1865 North Osage, Highway 75 in Dewey. Peter's True Value. Start right. Start here.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Searching for the best mower? Bobcat commercial mowers are the top of the food chain and built like you'd build them. Select models feature the Bobcat 6-year or 2,750-hour Mow with Confidence limited warranty. Get 0% interest rate for 48 months with your first payment due 35 days from date of closing and a $50 customer origination fee. Save money, cut grass, slash downtime with the fierce performance of a Bobcat.
Hi, I'm John Selmar. Come see us at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles south of Ulaga on 169, or John's Tractor Works at Veneta, Oklahoma, 4 miles east of Veneta on 69.
800-749-5936, the number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Larry Glass in to answer your garden questions. And good morning, caller. You're on the air. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes, I want to bring up an unpleasant topic. I'm seeing activity of moles.
Oh, yes.
And I have, you know, the stuff that you can put on your lawn to get rid of grubs.
Right.
Because I don't want to use all the traps and stuff. When is that good to use? What time of year?
We're getting in prime time for, coming into prime time for grub worm control.
Okay.
They'll be waking up. Also, when you before putting it on there, you might even do a statistical analysis of your grub worm infestation.
Uh-huh.
That is, you dig up a square foot of soil and count the grub worms in it.
Okay.
And if you've got like 10 of them in that area, you have an infestation. If you got one or two, that's about what you can expect. But so you want to determine whether or not you have an infestation. That'll tell you how much of this stuff to put down. So that's kind of when we plant trees for some people and I come across, we always, it never fails, every single tree we plant, we come across at least one grub worm. And if we come up with, say, five or more in a tree planting we're doing, I knock on the door and say, you've got a grub worm infestation. And not only is it going to eat up your tree, but you're going to have a lot of moles and damage to your grass and so on and so on. So you want to check that out and just dig up an area and you know, put it back in the ground when you're done and just see if you have a lot of grub worms in there.
Okay, so five or more would be an infestation?
I would say anywhere five. If you got 10 in there, well, you'd call the armed forces out to. But anyway, and check it out, and that'll tell you whether or not you do have a. And the moles, they're somewhat gregarious. They move around from one area to another, and mm-hmm. they're searching for food. Basically, that's how they survive. They're feeding their babies with these grub worms and earthworms, too. So
yeah, that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So I could do that like next week.
Well, yeah, you can do it this week, next week, whenever. It's getting time to control
okay.
them. But it sounds to me like you probably have just a veritable buffet under there for these grub worms. I mean, for these moles, and they're just.
I do find a few in my compost pile too.
Yeah,
it's not horrible. I can just.
That won't completely get rid of the moles. They're still going to go through there and find and look for stuff to eat. So you might have to go with the poison worms or traps to ultimately get rid of them.
Okay. All right. Well, the poison worms, you got to find the main tunnel. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah. You go out there and stomp. One time I came home from work and, oh, there's a molehill. I stomped on it and went back up. I go, oh no, it's right under here. I chased one with a rake a while ago down the yard. He got away, but
well, so. I have cats that will get the babies occasionally, but
yeah.
Okay, the other question I have is we have some type of ladybug in that come into our bedroom.
Uh-huh.
It's on the south side of the house, and I assume I can just put an insecticide down
sure.
on the ground outside the house.
If there are true ladybugs, ladybugs are carnivorous, and they eat aphids and other insects, so they're kind of beneficial, so you probably would just want to capture them and throw them outside. However, do you have a golden rain tree nearby?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, it could also be, what's the name of that bug that like golden rain trees? They're reddish in color.
But just
make sure they're round and kind of shiny and orange with black spots on them.
Is that a bad one?
Oh, no, the ladybugs are really good. Box elder bugs.
Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
The box elder bugs are red in color and kind of bluish together. And they if you're out of focus, it might look a lot like a ladybug. But if it's a box elder bug, they're basically harmless. They're just a pest. But if you have ladybugs, you just kind of sweep them up and throw them out the back door, and then they'll go out and eat all the other insects. But
I think if she has a specific problem right along the south wall of her home, she could apply some granular insecticide.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, on the outside, some granular insecticide would keep them from coming in.
Okay. Yeah, because they're a nuisance. I realize I want good bugs in my garden. You're right.
It sounds like the ladybugs typically don't do that, but it sounds like it could be box elder bugs.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thanks for calling.
800-749-5936. Just about a minute or so left to go on the program, but again, Larry is available for your garden consultations. And by the way, Saturday, the first weekend in March, we've got the show coming up at Coffeyville Community College. We're going to be broadcasting live from there. And
it's 3 weeks away.
Walk in with their pictures of their garden problems or in and just catch you in between calls and mm-hmm. We'll solve
those
some garden questions.
Up in Coffeyville.
Yeah.
Can bring your sick twigs and whatnot in, or even your good ones if you want something identified.
Yeah.
You can probably get an idea of what it is and whether or not you want to keep it.
Sounds like a good idea. And, of course, Larry can stop by your home and have a garden plan ready to present to you at that time if necessary.
You bet. I got some on the drawing board now and already 2 appointments for the upcoming week, and that'll get filled in pretty quick. So this time of year.
How does somebody get started with a garden plan?
Just give a call. Call us at the nursery, 333-4091. We'll come out, measure your property, and give you a plan, and go ahead and put it in with a good sharp shovel.
All right. That's Green Country Gardener this week, and we'll do it again next week with Larry Glass right here.
I'm Lori Roll with Phoenix Insurance, celebrating 90 years in Bartlesville. Thank you so much for your vote of confidence.
This is KW.